Shalom, saints of God, and welcome to the Shofar Ministries program. This is Dan with my beautiful partner in life, Reverend Sheila Crawford.
Well, thank you, honey, and Hag Shavuot Sameach to all. Not only do we hope everyone had a great Memorial Day yesterday in honor of our fallen heroes, but also a nice Pentecost on Sunday, which, by the way, is always on a Sunday, according to Scripture, Leviticus 23:15, for it is the anniversary of the 50th day after leaving Egypt when they received their law on the first Pentecost. It is also the official start of the church when Jesus sent his Holy Spirit upon his people in Acts chapter 2. And many don't realize it also was the conception of John the Baptist, who was incidentally filled with the Holy Spirit while still in Elizabeth's womb. For more information, see our archived newsletter of May 2020 on our webpage, shofarministries.net. So let's pray.
Abba, Father, we dedicate all these programs to you and bless you for your holy word as we rejoice and meditate on its precepts that heals us, cleanses us, and teaches us your divine truth. Thank you for so many answered prayers that we lift up to you, the infirmities of our listeners, but even more importantly, the salvation of all our loved ones. That way, they too will be set apart for your soon coming kingdom. We pray for divine protection from all evil, and may you find pleasure with tonight's teaching as we claim the special blessing that accompanies this book of the Revelation. We ask in Yeshua's name, amen.
Amen.
Well, we do also have a quick announcement.
Right. Well, we'll be traveling to Rhode Island this weekend so I can officiate a memorial service for a family member. And therefore, we'll be re-airing one of our most favorite programs next week. In fact, one that we are often asked to repeat. And it's all about the pre-tribulation rapture. But we're using scriptures from the Old Testament.
The Tanakh.
Yes. Because, actually, there is a lot there. And concerning the day of the Lord, which, as you know, begins the last millennium in spiritual darkness. And we call that the tribulation. And we're all pretty familiar with the New Testament rapture scriptures, but not so much in the First Testament. So that will be next week, and we'll then continue the following week in Revelation 19.
Tonight, we're in Revelation 18.
Yes, we are.
Any updates on Israel?
Yes, according to Israel's thinking now, we have to remember that. There are only two options when you have strong evidence that an attack is forthcoming. Either you respond proactively or reactively. From all accounts, it seems Israel, although must still be reactive against Iran's proxy militias, is also proactive. You know, for many years now, Iran's intention is to use its proxy armies, especially Hezbollah, headquartered in Lebanon, to strike Israel's northern border, which helps to distract Israel by keeping them busy from bombing Iran. And Iran is progressing in its nuclear program. And they have recently built a pretty hard-to-access subterranean nuclear plant. Therefore, the Netanyahu administration will not just sit by and wait for an attack to take place.
Rather be proactive.
Especially since Iran's recent missile test that can be equipped to carry a nuclear warhead. So, rumor has it that a major strike could soon take place by the IDF. But Israel also knows that once that happens, they better be prepared to endure thousands of rockets being fired across the border from Lebanon, Gaza, and very possibly from Syria. And right now there are clashes continuing in the West Bank with the Palestinians' Fatah Brigade.
On the upside, they did finish their budget.
Oh, yeah, right. So Netanyahu doesn't have to worry about another election. And it has been reported that Bibi has spoken with the Saudi Prince Ben Salman. We call him MBS. And he's talked to him twice in the past few weeks on issues concerning normalization between Israel and Saudi Arabia, and is likely to okay direct flights for Muslims only from Israel to Mecca for the next month's annual pilgrimage for the Hajj. So that would eliminate their extra money and travel time through Jordan. Also noted is what Saudi Arabia's crown prince recently said about why they reestablished relations with Iran. It was not despite Israel, but rather directed at Washington due to our harsh treatment of him, he said. So, to let us know, us over here, Washington, know that Saudi Arabia does have alternatives. Oh, and another piece of news is that you probably saw how we are about to send F-16s to Ukraine, which would put Ukraine within easy striking distance of key Russian targets. So Russia now says, through their former president Medvedev, that it will preemptively launch nuclear missiles against the United States if we send them.
Well, let's pray that that doesn't happen.
And over here, we are looking at a possible default on our debts, even though McCarthy and the Dems have arrived at a compromise. Some Republicans say McCarthy has caved to the Democrats.
So, will it pass?
Well, the House Rules Panel met today, and a House vote should come tomorrow.
All right, then. If you'd like to contact us, you can send an email to Sheila at shofarministries.net, or just leave a detailed inquiry. 2-440-834-9006. Also, by regular mail, Post Office Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. And if you appreciate and are blessed by this program, any love offering is very much appreciated, which can also be made on our webpage, shofarministries.net. which archives all the past radio and teaching newsletters for your added learning.
Okay, so last week in Revelation 17, we saw how at the end of the first half of the tribulation, the religious Babylon harlot will be destroyed by the Antichrist, as he then takes over all aspects, thus requiring all worship. But now chapter 18 skips ahead to the end of the tribulation, where Babylon the Great's economic and financial system of the beast and his false godship is ended. This Antichrist Babylonian system is likened to a worldwide city. In other words, a worldwide judicial organization. We will see later in Revelation 21 that John also uses the word city for God's new Jerusalem, calling it the holy city. And that will definitely be all-encompassing. Okay, let's read Revelation 18, verses 1 and 2.
After these things, I saw another angel coming down from heaven, having great authority, and the earth was illuminated with his glory.
My guess is that this angel is pretty special, maybe Gabriel or Michael.
And he cried mightily with a loud voice, saying, Babylon the Great is fallen and has become a dwelling place of demons, a prison for every foul spirit, and a cage for every unclean and hated bird.
Okay, let's look at a confirming verse from an Isaiah prophecy of the tribulation in chapter 21, verse 9.
And look, here comes a chariot of men with a pair of horsemen. Then he answered and said, Babylon is fallen, and all the carved angels of her gods he has broken to the ground.
Also, this evil system is not new. You can go all the way back to Nimrod to see the original Babylonian system. Here in Revelation 18, it's both a literal place and the paganistic system of Rome that has become widespread, as we read about the carved images of whom they also worship still today. as they bow down, praying and honoring the dead through statues. And you can go ahead and spin it all you want, but it's like worshiping a god. Of course, the Antichrist will claim to be supreme God above all other gods. So, Revelation 18 depicts the destruction of a place and an evil system.
Some still say it's the destruction of a rebuilt literal Babylon in Iraq, since that was Nimrod's original Babel.
Well, the problem with that is the Babylonian religion of paganism was pushed out of Babylon to Pergamus when the Medo-Persians took over, because they had their own religion called Zoroastrianism. That's hard to say. Then along came Constantine, who combined paganism with Christianity, and eventually Rome became the headquarters controlled by the Vatican. Also, Iraq's Babylon doesn't meet other criteria, for it is not surrounded by water, totally, for those who make their living from the sea or be able to view her destruction from the ships, as Rome in Italy is, as we will read in verse 17. So, Rome will be destroyed first, with the world's finale in Revelation 19, when Jesus returns. And the next verse confirms it's a worldwide Babylonialism, verse 3.
For all the nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. The kings of the earth have committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth have become rich through the abundance of her luxury.
And here is a final call to the people. Verse 4.
And I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, lest you share in her sins, and lest you receive of her plagues. For her sins have reached to heaven, and God has remembered her iniquities. Render to her just as she rendered to you, and repay her double according to her works. In the cup which she has mixed double for her.
Again, remember Numbers 5.
Verse 7. In the measure that she glorified herself and lived luxuriously, in the same measure give her torment and sorrow. For she says in her heart, I sit as queen and am no widow and will not see sorrow.
Very prideful, which does come before the fall. Verse 8.
Therefore, her plagues will come in one day, death and mourning and famine, and she will be utterly burned with fire. For strong is the Lord God who judges her.
Now we will read the world's reaction, verses 9 and 10.
The kings of the earth who committed fornication and lived luxuriously with her will weep and lament for her when they see the smoke of her burning, standing at a distance for fear of her torment, saying, alas, alas, that great city Babylon, that mighty city, for in one hour your judgment has come.
Wow, so it all happens pretty quickly. And by the way, some say this is America, but I can assure you America will be totally useless and possibly bombed or nuked at the onset, or by the onset of the tribulation. Probably good chance it's right after we leave. As we say all the time, God said through Jeremiah he will put a full end of all the nations where the Jews have been scattered. And remember, America as America was not here when Jesus came the first time to Israel. And America, at least as we know it, will not be here of any significance when he returns to Israel. Okay, next is a further description of Rome and its Vatican. And by the way, don't forget about the Jesuits that are also headquartered in Rome, who were originally formed to counteract the Protestant movement of Martin Luther. Okay, let's read verses 11. Let's go through 13.
And the merchants of the earth will weep and mourn over her, for no one buys her merchandise anymore. Merchandise of gold and silver, precious stones and pearls, fine linen and purple, silk and scarlet.
Remember, purple and scarlet are the main colors of the Vatican.
Every kind of citron wood, every kind of object of ivory, every kind of object of most precious wood, bronze, iron, and marble, and cinnamon, and incense, fragrant oil, and frankincense, wine, and oil, fine flour, and wheat, cattle, and sheep, horses, and chariots, and bodies, and souls of men.
Wow, that's quite a list. I think that covers just about everything.
Mm-hmm.
But there are some key words here. Bodies and souls of men. Now, if you do even just a little research, it is easy to find out that millions upon millions have been massacred at the hands of the popery and the Jesuits who were banned, by the way, from many countries for years. But then they would just like lay low for, maybe a few decades. And then they would reemerge as loving priests. And by the way, of course, some are. If they stay on the lower levels especially. And for sure not taking the fourth vow. And by the way, we have a Jesuit pope who did take the fourth vow. And look that up because it's pretty amazing. And he quickly appointed many Jesuits to the Curia. Let's continue in verse 14.
The fruit that your soul longed for has come from you, and all the things which are rich and splendid have gone from you, and you shall find them no more at all.
Again, this happens toward the very end of the tribulation. Verse 15.
The merchants of these things who became rich by her will stand at a distance, for fear of her torment, weeping and wailing and saying, "Alas, alas, that great city that was clothed in fine linen, purple and scarlet, and adorned with gold and precious stones and pearls. For in 1 hour such great riches came to nothing. Every shipmaster, all who travel by ship, sailors, and as many as trade on the sea, stood at a distance and cried out when they saw the smoke of her burning, saying, Who is like this great city?"
And continue in verse 19.
They threw dust on their heads and cried out, weeping and wailing and saying, "Alas, alas, that great city in which all who had ships on the sea became rich by her wealth, for in 1 hour she is made desolate. Rejoice over her, O heaven, and you holy apostles and prophets, for God has avenged you on her."
Again, pretty self-explanatory. So who killed the prophets and the apostles except for John?
Rome.
And in the Apocrypha and other ancient writings, Babylon was a cryptic name for Rome, used often. So John used it since he was a prisoner of Rome on the Isle of Patmos, just in case they would find it. By the way, there are many arms of the Mediterranean Sea that surround Italy, as in the Adriatic, the Sea of Sicily, Ionian, the Ligurian, and the Tyrrhenian Sea. Hard to pronounce. Okay, so now we're going to look at the finality of Babylon's fall. Let's read verse 21 and 22.
Then a mighty angel took up a stone, like a great millstone, and threw it into the sea, saying, "Thus with violence the great city Babylon shall be burnt, shall be thrown down, and shall not be found any more. The sound of harpists, musicians, flutists, and trumpeters shall not be heard in you any more. No craftsman of any craft shall be found in you any more. And the sound of a millstone shall not be heard in you anymore. Verse 23, the light of a lamp shall not shine in you anymore, and the voice of bridegroom and bride shall not be heard in you anymore. For your merchants were the great men of the earth, for by your sorcery,
like in deception and witchcraft,
all the nations were deceived, and in her was found the blood of prophets and saints and of all who were slain on the earth.
Wow, you know, the word all is a pretty strong word. But as we have said already, Rome, the popery, and some archbishops, as well as the Jesuits, has a long history of persecution and death, and will definitely kill again in the tribulation, as in the many martyred saints. Which, this is of course open to your own interpretation, this is just mine. If the next pope is the Antichrist, that would make sense to me. Because remember, the Vatican flag is very blatant in that it has both keys right on it. Still has it. The silver key representing political power and the gold key representing spiritual power. Look it up. It's easy to find.
So you believe Pope Francis will not be the pope when the tribulation begins?
I definitely do not. Pope Francis is the forerunner and will actually soon retire. He's been talking about it for quite a while, since Pope Benedict did as well. Or he could even die. He only has one lung.
Well, might that happen before the rapture?
It very well could. But the Antichrist, if he does come on the scene, he will be at first very charismatic. He'll be a charmer. And he will bring world peace. But again, we know that'll be a short-lived peace, as we saw by the second seal judgment in Revelation 6. Then he will appoint his sidekick, who the Bible refers to as the false prophet. And again, this is my thinking, and I respect all thoughts on this. Feel free to email them to me. Anyhow, God did promise justice according to his timeline. The bright light at the end of this dark tunnel is coming, and his bride, now called his wife, that's us, we're going to be with him. Anyhow, when Babylon falls, the Antichrist's economic system will collapse, and he will not be happy. And soon war with the kings of the East and their great army who want to control the world themselves will take advantage of the situation. Therefore, cross over the now dry Euphrates River and meet up with the Antichrist and his army that results in the war at Armageddon. The Antichrist wins and then travels south about 60 miles to Jerusalem, where he will meet his fate against the Lord himself, Revelation 19. And we will continue this in 2 weeks in Revelation 19. But first, again, next week will be the pre-trib rapture scriptures from the Old Testament, which really many don't realize just how many there are. But now let me ask you, what system do you belong to? Do you want to escape this horrendous tribulation? You know, Luke 21 says anyone can, but it must be your choice. Repent of your sins, as it's part of your deliverance from the evil one controlling your life. Invite him into your heart. Open that door, because he's knocking right now. And if you're an in-name-only Christian, you better step it up. Recommit your life. Get in your word and your knees. We want to leave you with the Aaronic blessing from number 6. The Lord will bless you and keep you. The Lord will make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord will lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace, that lasting shalom. Till next time, sha'alu shalom, Yerushalayim. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Those who love her shall prosper.
Thanks for listening to this week's broadcast from Shofar Ministries, hosted by Sheila Crawford on AM 1220, The Word. If you would like to help keep this show on the air, please visit the Shofar Ministries website, shofarministries.net. That's all one word, shofarministries.net. Once you're there, click the donate button on the left side of the page, and it will take you to the PayPal secure payment site. If you don't use the internet, you can send your check or money order donation to the following address, Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. That's Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. For any questions or comments about this program, please send an email to Sheila at the following address, Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. That's Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. Please join us next Tuesday night at 8 for Shofar Ministries, right here on AM 1220, The Word. The preceding program was brought to you by Shofar Ministries.